US Secretary of State Hillary Clinton on Friday is scheduled to conclude an historic visit to Myanmar, also known as Burma. In meetings with government leaders, Clinton said the nation's new civilian government must expand recent reforms, including the release of political prisoners, to improve relations as it emerges from more than half a century of repressive military rule. Clinton also met with pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi. Her meeting with the Nobel Peace Prize laureate underscored a US challenge to Burma's leaders on her visit. We spoke to Burma Campaign's Mark Farminer about the effects of Clinton's trip.
Hillary Clinton is visiting Burma at the moment. It's the first trip by a US Secretary of State for 50 years. And she is there. She has met with the president of Burma, and she's met with Aung San Suu Kyi, as well as other political party representatives in Burma. And she's there to push forward the changes that have started to happen in Burma. There's been a few small changes in political freedom in Burma in recent months. That does seem to have slowed down a little. And so Hillary Clinton is there now. She's saying that if the government of Burma continues these changes to make deeper and more fundamental reforms, then the U.S. will respond positively and start to relax some of the economic sanctions that are in place. She's also announced an aid package, which will be around $50 million. And part of that will include microfinance, which is at the request of Aung San Suu Kyi, who is keen that aid reaches ordinary people and isn't spent on just the big mega projects through the government.
Secretary of State Clinton did, in fact, meet with Aung San Suu Kyi. What was the outcome of that meeting, or those meetings, in fact?
The meetings were clearly very warm, and Aung San Suu Kyi was very pleased to see Hillary Clinton there. And she has said that once they start down the path to democracy, you know, she's very optimistic, but she's also cautioning that they haven't started down that path yet. What she has been talking about is that there are hopeful signs, there are some positive steps, but there is still a very long way to go. So she's also cautioning the US because there are some in the U.S., especially some corporations there, that are itching to get into Burma and invest. They want to see sanctions lifted as soon as possible. But Aung San Suu Kyi is cautioning that it's still early days. There's still a long way to go before we see real irreversible change in the country.
How is the government presenting the visit of Secretary of State Clinton?
They have not been highlighting the visit as much as was expected. When Hillary Clinton arrived, it was quite a small and low-key sort of delegation from the government which met her. There were big banners up for the president of Belarus, who is visiting in a few days, but none for Hillary Clinton. So it hasn't been as high-profile as people thought it might be. And many people in Burma, although they've heard of President Obama, they don't really know who Hillary Clinton is, so there isn't a sort of great excitement on the streets about the visit. But it does have very significant, it's a significant visit for someone so senior from the U.S. to go. It is a sign that the U.S. is stepping up its dual-track policy of applying economic pressure but at the same time trying engagement and diplomatic pressure. And by Hillary Clinton going now, he's sending a message to the government of Burma, we are acknowledging the steps you've taken so far. And so one of the things that the government wants is international legitimacy and acceptance. And so, this visit from Hillary Clinton is a reward in some ways for them for that. But at the same time, the fact the U.S. is maintaining its economic sanctions is also saying to them, you've got to go further if you want to see sanctions lifted.
Finally, what kind of outcomes do you expect or foresee from this week's visit?
I think that Hillary Clinton will have been delivering a very clear message that while they welcome the steps that have taken place so far, they have to go much further. They have to release all political prisoners. They have to end the attacks against ethnic minority populations and start on a genuine irreversible process of change. And the U.S. has two types of sanctions. It has sanctions imposed by the president on executive order, and also Congress also imposed sanctions. Now, the big motivation for the government of Burma appears to be wanting to get these sanctions lifted. And Hillary Clinton will be saying, well, you know, under the U.S. sanctions legislation, you're going to have to release all political prisoners. You're going to end these conflicts because legally the U.S. cannot lift the sanctions that are in place until these issues are resolved. And I think that will be a message that the president will go back to his cabinet with, and they will have to take on board, because it seems so far they've made a few small changes. They've released a small number of political prisoners. They've been trying to, you know, get the maximum benefit for the smallest concessions, and they will now have a very clear understanding from a very senior U.S. government official that they've got to make much deeper and concrete changes if they want to see sanctions lifted.